Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for listening, and do be sure that you've hit the subscribe button so that you get every episode automatically every week. There is no cost to subscribe. It's simply an option you select one time for convenience. There is even a subscribe page on the website that tells you not only the many places where, but how you can subscribe. Again, though, there's no cost to do that. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps, and there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please be sure to like, follow, comment, etc. on those platforms. I'd love to see more people on those social media channels and more interaction. You can always send comments through the website. Plus, you can post thoughts, suggestions, and engage with other listeners, and even post prayer requests in the show's Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There's a button for that, too, on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Let me know what you think of the show. We recently passed the one-year mark, so let me know how I'm doing. Tell me what you like, what you don't like, what I'm not doing that you wish that I would add, and so on. Also, please help me spread the word about the show. I would appreciate it if you would tell others about Catholic Sports Radio as I continue trying to draw in more listeners in the hopes that this ministry will bring them closer to Christ. And by the way, if this is your first time listening, thank you, and do go back and listen to previous episodes of Catholic Sports Radio. There have been a lot of great guests, a lot of really good testimony. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, this coming Sunday will be the NBA All-Star Game, and their trade deadline passed last week. The NHL trade deadline is coming up in 2 weeks. These are times when teams stop and reassess where they are and what they need to do to improve to get closer to their pursuit of being on top. As Catholics, we have Ash Wednesday coming up in just over 2 weeks, which of course marks the start of Lent. So right now is the time for us to start reassessing and looking at what we need to do to improve, to not only prepare ourselves for that season in the church, but to determine what we need to do to get closer to our pursuit of being on top, meaning serving and glorifying God. What can we do better so that others will see Christ in us and move them closer to Him? If your faith needs to be stirred, read Psalm 23, which concludes with, "Indeed, goodness and mercy will pursue me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord for endless days." Moving on now with episode 54, my guest is what you might call a lifelong coach. He was an assistant coach for high school hockey for 29 years and also gained national attention as the manager of the Cumberland Americans Little League team, including being seen on ESPN in a post-game on-field speech, a video that went viral to the tune of more than 250,000 views. He was nominated by Sports Illustrated for the 2014 Sportsman of the Year and has also been honored with the Musial Award and the Hope Award, both of which we will talk about today. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, David Belisle.
Thank you, Bruce. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, thank you, David. Looking forward to talking to you. What an amazing career. Wow, congratulations on all your successes. All that I just read off, and I didn't even get into your family tree yet. Before we start getting into all of your sporting achievements, listeners, you should know that David also accomplished something noteworthy in that, David, your entire education was all from Catholic institutions, correct?
That is correct, Bruce. My elementary education came from St. James School in Manville, through grades 1 through 7. I was taught by the nuns, and then I went on to move on to high school at Mount St. Charles Academy, where the Brothers of the Sacred Heart taught me, and then my college career, I went to Providence College. So, yes, I've been blessed with three incredible institutions that have, you know, fortified me with the strength of Jesus Christ.
And I'm guessing that somewhere in there you must have been participating in one or more sports?
Yes. Baseball and hockey were the two main sports that I participated in youth, in high school, and in college.
Okay. And so go ahead now and tell the listeners who your father is so that we can more fully paint this picture of your sporting life.
Well, Bill Belisle is is the icon of high school hockey in the United States of America. Started in 1976. He's taken the Mount St. Charles hockey program to heights that are really unbelievable. He's won, at one point, 26 consecutive Rhode Island State hockey championships. He has over 1,000 wins from the time of 1976 to last year, when he retired at the young age of 89 years old. He's been elected, obviously, to the United States Hockey Hall of Fame. That happened back in 2016 for his accomplishments. He has, in his resume, two number one draft picks that have been selected out of Mount St. Charles in the NHL draft, which is unheard of.
Wow.
The first born American in the NHL draft was Brian Lawton back in 1983, a protege of my father. He's also has, in his resume, 16 NHLers that have played in the National Hockey League. At the present time, Brian Boucher and Brian Lawton, who I just previously mentioned, both of them are on the NHL Network. Brian Boucher is on NBC Sports doing commentary, and Brian Lawton is on the NHL Network, and he, too, is an analyst. So we're very proud of their accomplishments, and they've continued their knowledge and the pride that they achieved at Mount St. Charles, and they've carried it into not only a professional career on the ice, but also a professional career off the ice.
Yeah, and I want to mention, listeners, that there's a nice video just under 12 minutes long from the night that David's father was inducted into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. And the overwhelming majority, by the way, I'll put a link to this video in the Facebook group, the CSR Listeners Facebook group, so you can see it. The overwhelming majority of the video has David doing the talking for his father. But David, the very little bit that your father talked at the beginning, as little as he said, he thanked God.
Yes, he did. And that's the Belisle family tree. Our foundation is Jesus Christ. My mother and father have taught me and my three brothers. They've given us that spiritual gift of Jesus Christ. And my father is appreciative of the fact that he, you know, was blessed with the gift of education, the gift of teaching, the gift of being able to reach young children. A special story on my father. In 1983, my dad suffered a serious injury. That was 5 years into his high school coaching career. He suffered a fractured skull. It was on the ice, and they never thought that he would even live.
Wow.
Never mind come back and coach. He took a 6 months hiatus, but was back on the ice. And from that day forward, he was always very faithful to the church and to Jesus Christ. But it was a second chance in life, and God gave him a second chance. And from that day forward, his spirituality grew. My mom and my dad, from that, from after he recovered, went to church every single day from 1983 until my mom couldn't go anymore because of physicality. But that they went to church every day.
Beautiful.
And my dad, it's a beautiful thing. It really is. God gave my father an opportunity to continue doing what he does so well.
Well, there's a bond that's going to form when a head coach and an assistant coach work together for so many years. In your case, though, it was father and son. So was there a separation of that relationship, meaning when we're with the team, we're coaches, we're not father and son, or no?
Yes, there was. My dad, I played for my dad and graduated in 1977. I was his captain, so he was 2 years into the program. As a matter of fact, in 77, we lost the state championship in... From the year 1978 up until 2003, they won 26 in a row. So the year after I graduated, they won state championships. But yes, I went to Providence College. I played 3 years at Providence College. Then in my my senior year, because of the numbers game at Providence College, I took a hiatus from that. And my dad asked me to coach with him. So in 1980, I came on board, and I was my dad's assistant. I never thought I would be with him as long as we did, but it's been an absolute pleasure to be tutored by the best. And in 1983, when my dad did suffer that injury, boy, I grew up in a hurry, and I had to be his co-coach, his not only his mentor, but I was thrown into the the fixture where I had to basically take over until he was able to rehabilitate. And during that portion in 84, and it took almost all of 85, I became like almost a co-coach in all those lessons that I was unaware of when you're playing, because you don't realize, you know, the importance of coaching and teaching and guiding and building a foundation. You know, as a young coach, previous to 1984, I was just basically a player, you know, coaching, because I was, you know, immature, but, you know, just learning how to coach, but I was more into the winning portion of it.
Yeah.
When I became as co-coach, I understood, wow, this is important. You know, we're not only teaching kids the game of hockey, but we're teaching them life lessons. We're teaching them character. We're teaching them how to handle adversity, all those, how to be sportsmen, how to lose, how to win, and how to, you know, be humble, and all those great virtues that you need, you know, to carry on a good life. And it's been, I've been blessed. I've been blessed with a great teacher in the spirituality of Jesus Christ.
I was going to ask you, because 29 years coaching with him, I was going to ask you how much you learned from your dad, not about hockey, but life lessons, 29 years together behind the bench.
Yeah, but actually, it's 39, because I've been doing it since 1980.
Wow.
So it's been 39 years. And what I've learned is that those things I had just mentioned, that it's a privilege as you move forward and you coach. It's such a privilege, and we're honored to coach. If you don't see it as a privilege, then you're going to become selfish, and you're going to create your own goals. I never created my own goals. My father never created his own goals. It was always team goals, and I think that's because he has come from a family of that takes pride in, you know, the Jesus Christ family, that, you know, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. But the same thing with his family. You know, it's his wife who just passed, by the way. My mom, we lost her a month ago, but it was always about my mother, my father. Marriage was sacred. 65 years they spent together.
Wow.
And four boys that grew up in the Catholic enriched society, and where we respect the baptism, the confirmation, and family, friends. And also, we lived in a village of Manville, and back then it was all about people volunteering, giving to one another, making each other blessed with the love of Jesus Christ. So we've been fortunate, as me and my brothers, to be blessed with good parents teaching us and giving us the spirit of Jesus Christ, but also living in a village that was very proud of who they were and where they came from, and caring about one another. So all that my father took and brought it to Mount St. Charles. He's a graduate there. He took all that pride and he brought it to Mount St. Charles, not from himself, because he knew that's what inevitably is going to carry you for the rest of your life, is family, you know, your friends, you know, working together for a common goal, making sacrifices.
And none of what you said has anything to do with trophies. So that's the real lesson there, is that all these accolades are wonderful, but like you said, he never set goals, you never set goals, and as a result, everyone ends up talking about the great character and the great person. And listeners, as much as this all sets up for what sounds like a lifetime of great sporting achievements and happy memories, David has had to deal with personal loss and grief, which I will ask him about shortly. But first, I want to mention that whether you work at a Catholic school or church, or if you work or volunteer for a diocese or are involved with your parish or some other ministry or organization that does events such as a sports night, a parish mission, a men's conference, a diocesan event, or maybe even something a little less predictable, a little less traditional. Maybe it's out in the secular world. Something else where my Catholic Sports Radio ministry is a fit. I would be most grateful for the opportunity to come in as a guest speaker for whatever the occasion is that you or others are planning. Do familiarize yourself with my faith walk and my sports background, both on episode one of this show, as well as on the website where it says Meet the Host in the About section. And then look for the 5-question Request Bruce as a Guest Speaker form on CatholicSportsRadio.net to start that conversation. And then also on CatholicSportsRadio.net, if you do like what I'm doing here, if you're tuning in regularly to Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life, if you believe in this ministry, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, you're getting some type of value, some benefit from it, and want to help out, I would appreciate your support. I am just a one-man show taking this all on by myself, including doing all the producing, hosting, and editing of this show every week, as well as the administrative and promotional work, booking the guests, and so on, which means that all the expenses come out of my pocket. So if you feel I'm giving you something each week that you'd like to support, utilize the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net, which will give you the opportunity to contribute in whatever amount you wish securely online. And for those of you that don't like the idea of putting credit card information online, just email me, bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I will get you an address to send a check or money order to via U.S. mail. Otherwise, look for the Donate to CSR button on catholicsportsradio.net, pray about it, and see if this ministry might be somewhere that you feel inspired to include in your tithing. I would truly appreciate your support. Just to give you one quick example, there's a Catholic men's conference here in my diocese coming up, which I inquired about getting the word out at with regards to making the attendees aware of Catholic Sports Radio. Of course, there is a fee attached to something like being an exhibitor or placing an ad in the event program. So in case you're curious what an example is of the costs that your contribution would help with, that's just one. So no contribution is too big and no contribution is too small. It all helps with the various expenses related to running Catholic Sports Radio. David, in 2011, with you as the manager, the Cumberland Americans became New England champions and Little League World Series participants. And then 3 years later, both of those accomplishments were repeated. And the video ends up going viral of you on ESPN talking to the team on the field after the loss that knocked them out of the tournament. And that speech was nothing about balls, strikes, runs allowed, or errors committed. It was all about pride and love.
Yes, that was, it was. And that particular year in 2014, my wife, Nancy, we had found out, was diagnosed with colon cancer at stage 4. And matter of fact, in May of that year, where they decide whether I'm going to coach or not coach, I had given my notice that I wouldn't be able to coach because my wife was going to be dealing with treatments, and I just was going to have to spend that much time. But unbeknownst to her, she didn't know I had told the league that. So there was one evening that my son John, who was on the team, had come home and went upstairs to tell my wife that he had made the team, he was selected, but Daddy's not going to coach this year. And from down below where I was, just were entering the house, there was a scream from up above, and it was my wife. She said, "David, get up here." And she said, "John, go downstairs. What is he saying?" He says, "Well, he made the team, but I can't coach this team." And she vehemently said, "You will coach the team. You are. You do. I can do this. I've got my mom. You need to be with him." What we experienced in 2011 was the most fun that a family in this town has ever had. You have the capability and the talent to take Johnny on a journey that James went on. And I want him to be happy. I don't want to be the center of attention. I want you boys and all of you to enjoy this experience. Whether you go or don't go, I want him to have the summer of his life. So when I went on, and we went to the World Series. And to make a long story short, there was a lot of emotion that went into that one particular game that we had lost. My wife, who wasn't supposed to come to the World Series because she had just had treatment and she was too weak to go, made a surprise visit that day to Williamsport through Little League Baseball and getting a little emotional, and through a good friend back in town. They got her there to that game. It was an elimination game. We had made it to the semifinals, and it was just an emotional day just seeing her there, and all my players along the journey, all of them knew about my wife's condition. All the parents of that team knew about my wife's condition. And then it seemed like that was the rallying cry to us. And when we played so well in that game and we lost, we did 8-7 to the eventual American League champions. And we went out to the field, and I didn't know ESPN had still had me mic'd up because they have the coaches mic'd up. I usually shut it off, and I forgot. So I did a speech, and it was emotional because, you know, I was so proud of them and how they overcame adversity and how they dedicated themselves, not for selfish reasons, but for each other. And they played with pride, and they made their parents proud, and they made their town proud. And even though they did lose, they didn't. They built character, and they brought pride to a town. And I had all this in me that it was my wife who had given me the strength. And so that's why the speech went. you know, like it did. That was not my prepared speech. That was something that came out.
Wow.
And I didn't want to let those kids go. I didn't want to let my wife go because they had given me something that I'm going to take with me for the rest of my life, and that's pride, you know. And so that's what I've been blessed with my whole life is pride.
Beautiful.
That's the speech that you saw.
Yeah, and listeners, I'll post that video in the CSR Listeners Facebook group also so you can see it. David, I mentioned in the intro that that year you were nominated by Sports Illustrated for the 2014 Sportsman of the Year. You were also a 2014 honoree of the Musial Award, which recognizes people from all over the country who display extraordinary acts of sportsmanship and class, which is consistent with what you were showing in that postgame speech to your players on the field. And I'm guessing probably meant more to you than hitting some sort of milestone, you know, for, say, victories by a coach, meaning winning that Musial Award.
Yes, it really did. And everything that I experienced with my dad and what he was trying to teach came to fruition with me. You know, it wasn't about the winning. It was about creating an atmosphere that was good, that was competitive, and that was respectful. And that in itself, to be rewarded for that rather than wins, is so incredibly satisfying. Because, you know, sometimes when you get credit with wins, you don't realize the hard work that goes in or the team aspect of it. It seems to be wins are generally, you know, an individual award. But when you get a character award, it takes a cast of characters to make that happen. And so not only was I satisfied, but I could share it with my teammates, I could share it with my family, I could share it with my school. Everyone that's come in contact with me could see that who the person I am, where I came from, and what life means to me. It was all in these awards, and it had nothing to do with wins, which I take pride in.
Yeah, and then more recently, 4 years later, in 2018, you were selected by the Rhode Island Knights of Columbus to receive the Hope Award, which recognizes the contributions of an individual who has made a substantial positive difference in the lives of others during their lifetime. So even though we shouldn't get into sports just to try to win awards, I think that one is a good example of being recognized for your character and not necessarily for on-ice or on-field accomplishments.
Yes, I was quite honored when they told me about the award and accepted it with such pride, knowing that the award is part of the Catholic Society, because that's what the Knights of Columbus do. And to be able to stand there and to receive award on behalf of the Spirit of Jesus Christ and on behalf of my family and on behalf of my teammates for the good of society and also for the good of sports. I think the speech, as good as it was, I think it sent a positive message to anybody that watched it, whether you're a coach or player. It just recaps what sports is really all about. It's about participating. It's about being part of a team, being part of a positive experience. I think Little League Baseball, Bill Belisle, Mount St. Charles, Cumberland, all those things, all those societies have given me the opportunity to express that. And, of course, led by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, I was able to deliver a message that was loud and clear, and it was seen and heard by so many people. So it was a positive message, and that's why I got the awards that I got, is because of the people who made me who I am, and obviously Jesus Christ. Without his, you know, and there was some tough days, there were some great days, but keeping him in my heart was something that I always carry, because it works. It's what we live for. On earth, we're here to give what the Spirit that he has, and inevitably, you know, we will, you know, get back with him in a better place. But until that happens, it's the Spirit of Jesus Christ that makes us do some wonderful things, and I'm just fortunate that I've been taught and given a foundation by my parents, my school, my teammates, and my family.
Yeah, I was going to say that before, when I was mentioning being available as a guest speaker and how listeners can contribute to Catholic Sports Radio, I had started to say that you've had to endure loss and grief. And so You started to talk a little bit about your wife's colon cancer diagnosis, but listeners, unfortunately, David did lose his wife of almost 25 years in 2015. So it sounds to me, David, from everything that you've said as we've talked, that that Catholic foundation is really what probably best prepared you to handle that as you went through that time with her, yes?
Absolutely. Definitely was knowing that, you know, and even my wife, she was spirit, she gifted right to, you know, right to the end. She was a believer, but I think it was that strength of, you know, of the belief that it's going to be okay, hon. I've got this, and I'm going to take care of your children, and I'm going to give them the life that we wanted to give them, you know. And God keeps giving, you know, he always does, and he gave her, you know, the strength to be able to deal with it at the time when it was so difficult, and give her the strength to be able to die in peace, you know. And it's very important, you know. I met a woman who lost her husband, and she's my best friend now, and she's so gifted to the Catholic Church. So my wife and Jesus Christ have blessed me again, and she respects Jesus Christ. She respects my family. We get it. I respect her family, and I believe it was Nancy, it was my wife, who had brought her into my life. It was my wife who now has given me the strength to be able to deal with four boys on my own, and it was Jesus Christ that gave her that strength, that come to me, you know, it's going to be okay. That's knowing that, and knowing when my mom just passed, that her belief too, I feel a sense of relief that she's where she wants to be. And you can sense the strength that I have, that, you know, God will provide if you believe. But in order to believe, you got to spread his, you know, you got to spread his word and let him come into your
Amen.
Heart. And
Amen.
Blessed. Amen to that.
Well, we're up against time here, but I do have to ask quickly, because as I'm listening to you talk, I'm wondering, you know, how do you, in that moment when you're on the field, in that video that went viral that was on ESPN, how do you separate that? How do you not say, look, kids, it's a baseball game. I know we're all disappointed, but we lost a baseball game. I'm losing my wife right now. My wife has colon cancer. So this is just a bit. How do you do that? How do you not bring that into it and realize that I just got to deal with these kids where we are right now?
Because of, that's like Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus Christ was not selfish. It's not the time to put pity, to put pity on myself.
Wow.
These are young adults, young kids, I should say, 12 years old. They just had a journey that, yes, it was great, but now I could see the disappointment. There's no reason to be disappointed. We're one of the best teams in the world. I wanted them to know that, boys, the journey's not over. You are going to carry this for the rest of your life. You know, as a coach, you've got to be able to be passionate, compassionate. Yes, you've got to motivate. You've got to be enthusiastic. And then at the end, basically, you've got to give them the strength, win or lose, to move forward. And that was, you know, and I've been taught that way. And it's important at that point in time, as disappointed as I was, make them realize how special they are and how proud, you know, their parents are. And I'm proud of you. And you got people back home that you made so proud. And, you know, and you're going to take it. You will. These are friendships that last forever. More importantly, lessons learned. And hopefully someday you can coach and you can have the privilege that I have.
Wonderful.
But, you know, and just like when my wife said to me, you're going to coach that team and the attention is not going to be on me. Well, the same thing, I sent the same message. This is not about me, boys.
Yeah.
It's about us.
Yeah.
So.
I got chills when you started to say that. That's good stuff. I'm trying to not get emotional here. That's really great. We are out of time. I just want to real quickly, we've talked about all the kids that you've worked with as a coach. You just made a quick reference a couple minutes ago. Before we close, I just want to give you a chance to mention quickly your own children, who, by the way, are all Catholics too.
Yes, Brendan, my oldest, Brian, James, and John. Those four boys are special to my heart. They're what make me tick. Every single day, I have a purpose to, you know, care for them and guide them, and they give me nourishment every single day.
Beautiful, beautiful. David, we ran a little long, but well worth it. I really enjoyed this. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you, and I appreciate you coming on Catholic Sports Radio to share your story with the listeners.
God bless you, Bruce, and all the listeners who took their time today to listen in.
Listeners, let's close with a prayer for parents in the spirit of a lot of what you've heard in today's episode. Let's do it together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grant us, O Lord Jesus, the strength to imitate faithfully the example of your holy family and to make our home another Nazareth. May peace, love, and happiness prevail in all things and all games. Grant us the grace to be parents we should be for our children. Grant that our child may find solid support for their human dignity and for their own growth in truth and love within the embrace of their team. May Saint Sebastian watch and guide them in their efforts as he guides us in support of our children. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.